Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to learn all about some 3D shapes, a particular one. And I'm super excited to get started. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name, you write your name, and then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. And the first thing that I see when I look at that picture are the balloons. I love balloons. Do you see those balloons? Okay, I want you to color the biggest one. See the biggest one? I want you to color the biggest balloon blue. Any kind of blue crayon works for me. Go ahead and start coloring that. Not too fast, not too slow, and do a nice job. So these balloons, I don't know if you can tell, they're round, right? These balloons are round. I know there can be all kinds of shapes of balloons. For example, I've seen a Mickey Mouse balloon. But this balloon is just round. It's blue now, and it's round, and it's kind of big, right? Okay, don't forget to color the little thingy at the bottom where the string comes out. So we've got a big blue balloon. Take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, put down your blue crayon. Let's color the other three balloons, all the other balloons, red. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will work. And color the other three red. They're round too. And if you could hold it in your hands, it would be round. There would not be any sharp edges, right? It would all be kind of soft and round. Well, these round shapes that kind of look like a circle, but when you hold it in your hand, it's round. These are called, ready for it? Ready? Spheres. Spheres. That's the shape we're going to work on today. And because it's round and it's not flat, we're going to say it's three-dimensional. It's 3D because it's round. You can hold it. You can pick it up. And it's not flat. Think of a balloon in real life, right? It's round. You can hold it. You have to hold it carefully so you don't pop it and scare everyone around you. All right. I just finished my third balloon. That's red. Take three more seconds. Three. Two, one. Okay, so we have one big blue balloon and three red balloons, and we're going to call those round three-dimensional shapes spheres. You put the S and the F together and you get sphere, sphere. All right, now if you look at your picture, you should see some other round objects that if it was in real life, you could pick it up and hold it. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? Yes, me too. Do you see the basketball? It's got lines on it. It's over on the side by the balloon. It's on the edge of your paper. There's a line going through the middle and then one, two, three lines going down. Do you see it? Let's color the basketball orange because basketballs are orange. Any kind of orange will work. So this is also a sphere. It's round. There are no corners. There are no, like, you couldn't sit it down. You'd have to be really careful. This happens with my kids all the time on the playground. They'll put their ball down, and then what happens? It doesn't stay very easily, does it? Because there's no flat surfaces. And so it starts to what? Yeah, spheres roll. This basketball, you could roll it. It could roll. And so it has no face to sit down on. There's no flat face to sit it down. Go ahead and put down that orange crayon. Let's look for another sphere, something that's round that could roll away. So you'd have to like try and hold it and get it to stay. Yep, I see the beach balls too. There's two beach balls. Do you see the one by the bushes? Let's color that beach ball. Let's use two colors, green and yellow. You decide how you want to color it, but color part of that beach ball green and color the other part of that beach ball yellow. So you can make it stripy if you wanted to. We're coloring the beach ball by the bushes, green and yellow. It's a sphere too. It's round, has no flat surfaces. And because there's no flat surfaces and because it's round, there's no corners. And a fancy way to say corners on a 3D shape is to say vertices. But there aren't any here. There aren't any. There's no corners here because they're round. Spheres are round. They roll. All right, I just finished my green and yellow beach ball by the bushes. Now, do you see the beach ball by the sunglasses? See it? Okay, so let's color that two colors. Let's do purple and pink. Purple and pink. Any kind of purple and any kind of pink. Make it two colors. And we'll color this 3D shape, this beach ball, purple and pink. Okay, what is this 3D shape called? Do you remember? You put an S and an F together and you get sphere. Sphere. We are working on the 3D shape called sphere. Sphere. And because it's 3D, you could pick it up, you could hold it in your hands. A sphere rolls, so you have to be careful because it could just roll away from you. Sometimes my kids put down their ball on the playground and then they go back to get it, and guess what? It's not there anymore. And they say, I lost my playground ball. And I say, no, you didn't, just rolled away. Because your playground ball is a sphere and they roll. They don't have any flat surfaces so that they stay. You gotta like hold it and then lift your hands off and hope it stays and then it rolls a little. And so you gotta find a divot in the playground to stick it in, right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. That's a sphere. Okay, put down all your crayons. I see some more spheres in our picture. How about you? Look for another round object. Yeah, the soccer ball. That's a sphere in real life. Let's color that soccer ball. Let's do gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil, which is what I'm going to use. So color the white parts of that soccer ball gray. Okay, so if I said to you, hey, tell me about a sphere. What's something special about a sphere? You could tell me. What could you tell me? You could tell me, hey, it rolls. You could say it's three-dimensional. What about flat surfaces? Are there any? Nope. That means there's no faces on it. What about corners and vertices? Any corners or nope. That's what's special about a sphere. Go ahead and put down your gray crayon or your pencil if you were using your pencil like me. Do you see any other spheres in our picture? Yes, the oranges. Do you see the oranges? Yeah, those are spheres too. The next time you're holding an orange, notice it. Pay attention to it. It's round. There's no corners. Let's color the oranges. What color should we color oranges? Purple? No, that'd be crazy talk. Oranges are what color? Yeah, orange. Let's color both of them orange, but not the leaf. Don't color the leaf orange. Just the round sphere of the orange. Orange. Color it neatly. Don't be sloppy. And then when you are finished coloring the orange oranges, we can color the leaves green. Because you know you want to finish that. I do. It makes me want to finish it. So get that green leaf on the first orange. And then don't forget the green leaf on the other orange. All right. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's see how many spheres we colored. Count the spheres in your picture, and then we'll check back in. I just double checked, so I had to count twice. How many spheres did we color in our picture? 10. There were 10 spheres in our picture. So now let's find our pencil. Pick up your pencil, and we're going to work at the bottom of our page. So let's look at the very first task. We've got some spheres with some dotted lines. Let's trace those. Take your pencil, trace the first one. We'll do the round circle on the outside, but then see the inside. There's another circle on the inside because this is a 3D shape. Now scoot over and do the next one. This one's turned on its side, but it's still round. It's still a sphere. It can still roll if it was, this was real life. And do your last one. This one's kind of tilted, huh? There's no edges. There's no vertices. There's no faces. Can't sit it down. No roll away. So scoot over that first box. Look at that word. It has an F-A-C-E-S. It says faces. We need to write a zero in that box. Put a big zero. There are no faces on a sphere. There aren't any. That's why when you put the ball down, it won't stay put. It will roll away. Scoot over. That word with the capital V-E-R-T-I-C-E-S, that says vertice. That means corners. Are there any corners on a sphere? No. So put a zero. So you should have two zeros in a row. Okay. Now we have a section of solids, a bunch of different 3D shapes. Go ahead and put down your pencil. I want you to find your purple crayon. Any purple will do. And I want you to color the spheres that you see in that middle row. There are four of them. I want you to color them purple when you find them. Go ahead. There's some other 3D shapes. Only color the spheres. We're in the middle. And we're looking for four spheres. There's some big ones and some little ones. Be careful. Don't color any cones or cubes on accident. Check for the round spheres that look like balls or balloons or oranges, right? You should find four, and we're coloring them purple. All right, take three more seconds. I found all four of mine. Three, two, one. Put down your purple crayon. Scoot to the very bottom. Okay, here we go. You should see a Christmas ornament that you might put on a tree or maybe on your door, and a box. Which one of those is shaped like a sphere? Yep, the ornament. Let's color it two colors. Let's color it blue and green. You decide how to color it, but I want it to be blue and green. We're coloring the little ornament, not the box. The box is not a sphere shape. It is not round, is it? Mm-mm. So go ahead and color the ornament blue and green. You decide how to color it. You get to color it both colors, blue and green. Okay, scoot to the middle. We have a tent and a planet. Which one is shaped like a sphere? Yes, the planet. Let's color the planet two colors as well. Let's keep going with the blue and the green. Go ahead and color it blue and green. You decide how you want it to look. The planet is round like a sphere. Doesn't have any surfaces, no flat surfaces, and no vertices, no corners. There's no edges. So a planet is just like a sphere. This one has a ring around it, huh? This planet has a ring around it. Take two more seconds. Two, one, scoot over. We have a baseball and a block of cheese. Which one is the spear shape? Yes, baseball, because it's what? It's round, exactly. Let's color the baseball red and blue. Any kind of red will work for me, any kind of blue. Let's color the baseball red and blue. It's round. It doesn't have any corners. There's no vertices. No corners, no edges. Okay, boys and girls, you did it. You have learned all about a sphere. You are awesome. Thanks for hanging out with me today. You rock. I roll. Together, we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.